Arcati's case. James Traveler, you are charged with 6 counts of fraud, 6 counts of impersonation of a sentient being, and with being generally a pain in the arse. Is there any point in your being here? Well, that's not exactly what the judge said, but you've got the gist of it. I was particularly interested in the last question. Why was I here? Don't jump to conclusions on that account. I'm rarely in such trouble. There's always another side to the story. Usually, it's mine. It all started with my girlfriend's painting and an obnoxious customer. He slammed the door on his way out of her studio gallery just as I arrived, bearing gifts of coffee and Danish. Before I could even say, "Look out," he barged into my left hand, knocking the top cup onto the ground, where the styrofoam burst into a cream-colored fan over his black wingtip shoes. "Why don't you watch where you're going?" he snapped. "Shit!" He stomped off across the road and headed into Angela's, the coffee shop I'd just left. I eased through the door, prying the top off the remaining cup. I took a sip. "What's with Mr. Charm over there? He just trashed your coffee." "Wanted to buy a print, one of those limited edition reproductions. I told him I don't sell that crap. Told him I only sell original art. He wanted to argue the case." I sighed. The so-called limited edition print is one of Samantha's sore spots. Mostly, you'd be as far ahead to frame up a nice page out of the National Geographic. It's limited, too. They only print about 1 million of those. Same principle. "You'll never pay the rent arguing with customers." "I prefer to think of it as educating the suckers," she replied tartly. "Anyway, what would you suggest? I haven't sold anything since that commission last month. I spent a month painting something. I need to get a month's wages out of it. At least 600. People keep asking for a discount." "You keep giving it. There's a difference." "Oh, yeah, sure. Jimmy Traveler, art consultant. Problem is, most people think if a painting's local, it's no good. It's the same old story. You can almost hear them. Leonardo, why don't you get a real job? Pablo, quit painting this shit. It doesn't look like anything. Half your customers don't know what quality is. It's just what everyone else is buying. If it's local, it's crap. Therefore, buy foreign. If it's cheap, it's crap. So buy expensive. Here, have a Danish. I'll go back and get you another coffee in a minute or three." "You're too cynical. We're making progress here." "Sure. But I'll bet you a takeaway dinner from Wong's I could sell a painting to that jerk across the road. One of mine. You don't even paint. Is it a bet?" "You're on, but I want hot sour soup with mine. Where are you going now?" "To sell a painting." I dashed across the road to Angela's and found the surly customer just finishing up a cafe latte at the corner table. Even with the evidence of scattered crumbs before him, it was obvious that Angela's baking had done little to ease his resentment. I stood in front of him. "Excuse me, may I sit down?" "No. Who the hell are you? What do you want?" "I spilled coffee on you a few minutes ago. I wanted to apologize. Also, I heard you're in the market for a painting." "I wouldn't buy from that opinionated bitch if you paid me." I smiled at him. "It's one of my best things." "Actually, she's not selling the painting. I am. She couldn't afford it." "How much is it?" "Not who's it by, just how much." I added an extra zero. $15,000. "Who's it by?" That stopped me for a second. I'd forgotten to choose a name. "Arcati." "Never heard of him." "It's Russian. He asked me to be discreet." That plus I'd never heard of him either. "Listen, do you have a card? I'm fresh out of mine. James Traveler, art consultant." I stuck out my hand, and he shook it. "Obviously, you can't make a decision now. Why don't I bring one or two of his canvases to your office later this week and help you decide?" He dipped a hand into his jacket pocket, brought out his calendar. He gave me his card. "How about tomorrow afternoon, say 5:30, he asked. "I'm in the Board of Trade building. Name's Lester. Lester Dennis, Investments. You say you got a few of these paintings? What's his name?" "Arcati. Yes, I've got about a half dozen at present." "Bring them all, then. I'd like to have a real selection." We set the meeting. I bought another coffee and dashed back across the road. "Sam, You gotta lend me your paints. I gotta do 6 paintings tonight. Not the watercolors. No, you can't have that one. That's the sable. Here, take this one. I've done with the children's classes for this month. You can have some acrylics. Don't tell me you've actually sold them a painting. Not yet. Haven't made one yet. I'll see you tomorrow night. Dinner from Wong's. Your place. I sat there in my apartment for 3 hours, brush in hand, and waited. Inspiration did not appear. I'd forgotten. I can't draw, can't paint. Oh well, I thought, hardly matters. I got out the palette knife, squeezed out about an inch of crimson from one of the tubes. Here goes. I smeared it across the canvas. 2 hours later, I finished washing up the brushes, the palette knife, the floor, and the kitchen table. Admired the paintings. They looked like hell. I made myself a pot of coffee, then took the hairdryer to them. Had a piece of apple pie. Went to bed. At about 5:15, I pulled away from the local quick print, armed with business cards, proclaiming me to be James Traveler, art consultant to the wealthy. Makes sense, you can't sell much art to the indigent, except other artists. I gathered together the handles of several portfolio cases I'd borrowed for the occasion and went to present myself to the sucker, client. I could smell cigar smoke even before his secretary ushered me into the boardroom. Lester was there, along with several other large, well-dressed gentlemen. A lot of nice wool there, I thought to myself. Silk ties, Oxford cloth shirts. Have to be custom-made. You don't see a size 52 tall all that often. Hope you don't mind. I invited a few associates along. Certainly not, Mr. Dennis. The more the merrier. Then immediately thought I was overdoing it a bit. My card, gentlemen. I dealt a few of them around. Paused a second. Nobody else went for theirs. It figured. They all took mine. I opened the portfolio cases and one by one laid the canvases on the boardroom table. I said nothing. They said nothing. The silence began to stretch. Then, one by one, they began to walk around and really look at them. I sat back in a corner chair and tried to look like I was staring out a window. I wiped a stream of sweat from my forehead discreetly. I figured I'd better make my move and get out. Or just get out. Ugly, aren't they? Never seen uglier. What's the boy's name? Arkady. It's a Russian name. How much? This from the guy in the size 52 shirt. 15,000 each. I'll take these two. No, I want that one. I'll take those two. Give me one too, I guess. Got any more like that one? And so it went, snapped up like cakes before the starving masses. Who says people don't appreciate art? I got down to brass tacks. How would you like me to invoice you for those? Or would you prefer to lease? Lester spoke up. Actually, I'd prefer to pay cash. So, it turned out, would his friends. They seemed to have a lot of it about. I nearly fainted, did some mental arithmetic. 6 times 15,000, that's 90,000. Fortunately, it was all in small bills, so I'd have no trouble spending it. I wrote them all receipts. Took a while with my hands shaking and all. They suggested I inflate the value of the paintings a bit. Well, I could hardly object, could I? I waved them goodbye, shook hands all around, and drove straight to the bank. I stopped along the way. Threw up by the side of the road. Simple. I was rich and my troubles were just beginning. First, I took Samantha out for dinner. A real sit-down feast with shrimp and mooshu pork and hot sour soup and everything. We'd promised not to talk about the business during dinner, but they were just bringing out the duck when Sam broke her promise. So I guessed you couldn't do it. You're wrong. I did it. You didn't. Silence stretched. More than one? How many? 6. All of them. How much? 15,000 each. She did the arithmetic and pushed her plate away, picked up her coat and walked out. Jimmy Traveler, love consultant. I went to the bank first thing the next morning after a long and essentially sleepless night. My banker wanted to discuss something. That's quite a deposit, Jimmy. He's an old friend of my dad's, so gets to call me by my first name, despite me being a man of property. I sold some pictures. Were they yours? Yes, but don't tell anybody. You've got to fill in these forms here where I can't take the money. What's it? Declaration of the sources of funds. It's used to prevent money laundering. I filled the forms out and deposited most of the money. I kept some back for art supplies and things like that. Paid off all my credit cards, and bought new tires for the car. Went and frittered away my afternoon in the library, reading about money laundering. Read about Lester Dennis. Some as-yet unidentified person had been thrown off the roof of a building opposite the Board of Trade. People had interviewed his little brother, Harvey, he of the size 52 shirts. No charges had been laid. Wasted my whole day, really. A week passed, then two. Samantha still refused to speak to me. People carry such grudges. I sent her flowers every morning. She sent them back. Between times, I tried to paint. I had a feeling I was going to need more paintings. I spent some time at my typewriter. I was in deep shit. I went to the quick print place and ordered letterhead for a large, internationally famous auction house, which shall remain nameless on account of I left out the E. After I picked it up, I typed up several reams of reports. I went to several grand and toy stores and bought a variety of briefcases. Bought a big red stamp, a bunch of expensive pens and some pencils, lined tablets, a bunch of little black phone books. Sharpened the pencils to various lengths. Went to the library and photocopied the entire who's who for the surrounding area. Also for Vancouver. It was time to get my chestnuts out of the fire. I just didn't know how deeply I was sunk yet. I found out that evening. There was a message on my machine from Lester Dennis. Mr. Traveler, my associates and I have reconsidered our investments in the art world. We would like you to resell our paintings for us. At a profit, preferably. You may take your usual commission, but we want to get about what we paid for them on paper. I will call again to discuss arrangements. Perhaps an auction would be best. Great. Just great. Should be a lot of demand for paintings by a non-existent Russian non-artist. I'd given them receipts for $30,000 apiece. Multiplied by six, that would be $180,000. So I'd be about $90,000 short, assuming I could have given them back all their money, which I couldn't. I went down to the phone booth around the corner, tore out the listings for art galleries, and started making calls. Hello, I'm looking for paintings by Arkady. You have? I am in your country only briefly, a few days, yes, maybe a week or so. Call me if you get news, and I will pay a commission. If you get painting, I will pay big commission. I called every gallery in town, faking an accent, left the same message. Then I rounded up a couple friends to make variations on the same calls. Called up the local papers and placed confidential, discreet ads. Collector seeks recent works by Arkady. Will pay small commission for information leading to purchase. Write care of box number or call. I drove around town just before lunch hour in the office district and lost a number of briefcases in public food courts, each one containing a personal phone book, pens, writing pads, covered in some interesting numbers. Oh, and there was also a folder in each one stamped confidential in bright red. Each folder contained a report concerning the expected appreciation of works by an unknown Russian artist and the current demand for selected ones of those works. A confidential client in the government of the state of origin. Very large amounts of cash were at stake. Not to mention a life, more or less. I went to a local real estate agent and arranged for the short-term rental of a storefront space. It's for an exhibit. A few paintings. I'll need it about a month. I called up Sam. I needed her help. I'm still not talking to you. What the hell do you want? I want you to help me set up a gallery. Lights, mounting, atmosphere, the whole bit. Going into competition with me? Oh, I forgot. You already are. I need you, Sam. I need your help. You've no idea. Come and talk to me. Grovel. We'll see. I came, I saw, I groveled. She saw my point. We got to work. I painted a bunch more paintings. I made them uglier so no one would miss them. I insured them heavily. Then I started the riot. I called up some local guys I knew who knew some guys from Afghanistan. I asked if this guy Arkady was the famous Russian war criminal. Called up some local right-wing types and asked if they had a position on the works of visiting communists. Asked the communists if they would stand up for one of their own. If there was any kind of group or ism, I invited them to the opening. I even paid a bunch of street kids $50 each to picket on general principles as against oppression, fascism, and rampant liberalism. I collected Lester's paintings and hung them front and center in the exhibit. It was quite a show. Too bad about the pictures. I collected the insurance around $225,000 with deep regret. Paid back Lester Dennis. I almost got away with it, too. He took the briefcase from me with that solemn gravity we reserve for larger amounts of cash and handed it to his brother. Count it, Harvey. Harvey counted. We waited. Okay, Lester. Fine. He turned back to me. Now, Jimmy, you've been scamming me. It wasn't a question. It almost worked. You're lucky you paid off. But we can't have people scamming us in the investments business. People will question my judgment. Not me. No. I waited. Scuff him up a little, Harv. Don't kill him. That's when Harvey threw me off the building, but not from the top floor. Broke a leg and an arm. The cops were moving in, and they arrested me just as I quit bouncing. Me, Jimmy Traveler, don't you just hate injustice?